The time has come, my friend, for us to have a very serious conversation around AI and whether or not it can or can't be used to write and create your messaging and your marketing. My friend, AI is here. We can't ignore it or act as if it's not taking over so many aspects of our lives. And so I want us to have a little bit of a conversation around how to use AI, how it's currently affecting my business, and how you can use it yourself to write content, write messaging, write marketing, all the things. So first, I started using AI and incorporating it into my business towards the beginning of 2024, when I realized how much it could really help me create content in a faster and way more efficient way. And honestly, I absolutely love AI. Like, I am team AI all the way. It has really changed my business in more ways than I can possibly describe. It has allowed me to grow, to systematize, and create with more ease than I thought possible. It has reduced cost and has increased revenue in my business by a lot. But the question is, can we use AI for everything? Can AI basically create our messaging for us? And the answer, like with most things in life, is a little bit ambiguous. So it's both a yes and a no at the same time. So I feel like there's a few layers to this conversation that we need to get into. First of all, I feel like most people are actually using AI in the wrong way. They're going to ChatGPT and asking questions like, ChatGPT, write me 10 LinkedIn posts about mindset, or help me create my content calendar for my coaching business, or help me generate hooks for social media posts, write me copy for my sales page. And then they wonder why it is that their content sounds exactly like everybody else's. So what is actually happening is that when you ask AI generic questions, you're gonna get generic answers. When thousands of coaches are asking, write me posts about mindset, AI is gonna pull from the same pool of common wisdom and industry jargon that it's seen a million times before. And so therefore you end up with content that's technically correct, but really sounds like everybody else. It's like asking AI to write you a song and then being surprised when it sounds like every other song it has ever analyzed in the history of songs, right? It's like everybody got the same ChatGPT prompt and decided to build their entire brand around that. If you're using AI in the same way that everybody else is using AI, you're going to get the same results that every other person is using or getting, which is basically generic, very forgettable content that sounds like it was written by, well, AI. And I very much can tell when that happens. So the thing is that we can't have AI just think for us. I believe that AI works best when you tell it how you think and then have it create for you based on what that is versus having it just think for you and you just forgetting your critical thinking mind altogether. So the more context and information that we give it, the more it can really understand us and make us truly sound different from everybody else out there. The other part to that conversation is that, though, what I find is that AI tends to be very agreeable, right? So that means that it likes everything that you say, it creates, and there isn't really deep critical thinking or knowing in its responses. So it creates based on information that it gathers, but it won't know what is the thing that is actually going to work best. And to me, that is what experience gives you. So, for example, as a mom, you could come to me and tell me that the best way to discipline my child is to, I don't know, like maybe take their iPad away for them for a day. But knowing my child means that I know that discipline for my 4-year-old might mean like I'm not gonna let her go outside and play with her bike, while for my 9-year-old, what works best is for me to sit down and tell her why I was disappointed in something that she did. So you could tell me what experts say, you could tell me exactly what the information is, AI can give me all the things, but knowing is what comes from experience, right? AI can come here and write for me a post that sounds great, but knowing and experience tells me it won't work or it won't attract the right clients. And how I know that is because I've spent the last 10 years testing copy, evolving my messaging, developing frameworks, and truly understanding psychology, how buyers think, what they respond to, what really works. And that can only come from personal experience and client experience after working with hundreds and hundreds of people over the years and understanding firsthand what actually is effective and what isn't. I know that if you're a high ticket coach helping people, for example, overcome trauma, there's a certain type of message that is going to work best and might be the actual opposite of the type of messaging that works best if you are a coach helping like executive men land leadership roles within their company. Messaging is different. There's a lot of nuances. There's a lot of pieces that you have to understand about your audience, and that can only come from actual knowing. I know that because I've had enough clients in both areas to understand what actually works. AI is just pulling information and writing. Where is that data coming from? How does it know what will actually work? And so if you don't tell AI what works, it will create content that sounds very generic. And this is what I'm seeing across everywhere. Like I could see a post, read it, get an email, or look at content and recognize what's not really real. And that's where your angle of mastery comes in. That unique point of view that comes from your stories, your background, your experience, your knowledge, your certifications, the clients that you've had, the books that you've read, the movies that you watch, that spiritual part of you that you incorporate, your intuitive side that only you can bring into the conversation. That is truly what your angle of mastery is all about. And that to me is the thing that really is going to differentiate you from everybody else out there. And sure, I do believe that AI can help you articulate that angle of mastery effectively. This is literally what my students and clients do all the time because we've incorporated AI into every part of our business. But AI can give you answers that are effective as the questions that you ask it, right? As long as the questions are right, and as long as you have a framework that will lead the question, the answer will be the answer that is actually going to work and be effective in your marketing and your messaging and all these things. And those questions come from wisdom. That comes from that critical thinking, from learning and understanding how to analyze information, how to dissect it, and basically how to truly understand human behavior. So in my case, I have uploaded to my AI project knowledge, literally, and this is not an exaggeration, I have uploaded hundreds and hundreds of files. I have kept everything so organized over the years, and that has really helped me. Like I have 10 years of information, of knowledge, of content that I've written, of frameworks that I've developed, of things that I've studied that I have fed into my AI so that it knows exactly how I think, which is why my content, I feel, is truly like a clone of my brain. Not just anybody else's brain, not just random stuff that it's pulling. I'm telling it how I think, where I'm coming from, how I work, what I know to be true. But what most people don't understand is that this stuff didn't happen overnight. It took years of me documenting my frameworks and methodology, saving examples of content that worked and content that didn't work, recording client transformations and the specific language that resonated, capturing my evolving thoughts on messaging and positioning, organizing case studies and breakthrough moments in my life and my business. So when I give my AI a prompt right now, it's not just pulling from generic data from the internet, it's pulling from my specific expertise, my client results, my unique perspective on the problems that I solve. The difference here is night and day. And this is why when I have conversations with people that are using AI and they're like, well, it's not giving me the same result. Of course it's not. Obviously. Now, you might be wondering right now how AI has actually impacted my business. And the truth is that we've really grown a lot this year. We've surpassed our 2024 income by quite a bit. We're likely to double or more than double our income from last year. So people are still hiring coaches and want help. And I feel like the answer to why that is happening is very simple. Like if I were sick and I went to ChatGPT and gave it my symptoms, I'm sure it could diagnose me and it could give me remedies and medicines and things that I could do to solve the problem. However, it would be pretty crazy of me to implement those remedies and like without asking for any validation or asking questions to an actual doctor. Obviously, if it's something simple, like I have a scratch on my leg or something like that, sure. But if it's something a little bit more serious and something that is deeper, I feel like I would look for validation. And so that is what happens with my people too. Yes, ChatGPT can give you questions and answers and all the different things, but the validation of speaking to somebody who knows things that can give you feedback, that can look at your content, that can ask you deeper questions is invaluable. The other part is that I have conversations with people like all the time right now telling me, Fabi, I'm using AI or ChatGPT and I'm not getting results. Like I literally had a call yesterday with somebody who told me after I did their assessment and I read their optimized messaging that I write for people for her, she was like, well, why doesn't ChatGPT give me that same answer? I mean, of course it's not going to give you that answer. It doesn't know my frameworks. It doesn't know what works. Like it doesn't have my knowing, my wisdom, my years of experience, the client language, like all of the things that I've been able to develop over the years. AI is never going to replace that validation. It won't replace that genuine feedback that we can get when we're working with a coach. So no, AI is not going to replace you. That being said, we need to find ways to incorporate it. So here are five things that I recommend you do if you want to have AI help you create your messaging. The first thing is that you need to get clear on what your angle of mastery is. What's your unique perspective on the problems that you solve? What insights do you have that nobody else has? Secondly, I want you to start to document everything. Your successful content, your client transformations, your frameworks, your methodology, everything. And with that, you want to build a knowledge base that captures your expertise. Third, you want to learn to ask better questions. Instead of asking AI to create for you, ask it to help you explore and develop your existing ideas. Next, I want you to maintain quality control. Just because AI suggests something, it doesn't mean that it's right for your audience or aligned with your own expertise. So make sure that you double check everything. And finally, test and iterate. Pay attention to what works and what doesn't work, and then just continuously refine your approach. What I feel is that the experts who understand how to really leverage AI while maintaining their unique voice and that perspective are going to have a massive advantage. They're going to be able to create more content, explore ideas more deeply, and basically articulate their expertise more effectively than ever before. But they won't lose what makes them really valuable, their unique insights, their hard-earned wisdom, their distinctive approach to solving problems. That to me is very honestly the ultimate sweet spot, using AI to amplify your expertise, not to replace it. Because at the end of the day, your clients aren't hiring AI, they're hiring you, your experience, your insights, your abilities to see the things that others, including AI, miss. That's what creates transformations. AI can help you communicate that more effectively, but it can't create it for you. And that's exactly why the experts who master this balance are going to really thrive in the AI era, while other people are going to get lost in the sea of generic AI-generated content that sounds exactly the same. So if you want to discover how to develop your unique angle of mastery that AI can help you amplify, let's hop on a quick 15-minute brand message assessment where I'm going to help you identify your very own distinctive perspective and show you how you can use it strategically in your messaging, in your marketing, and everything that you create. I want you to go to brandmessagesession.com right now to book your call. You can find the link underneath this episode and make sure that you subscribe and follow me on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and follow me everywhere at Fabi Paolini. And make sure to let me know in the comments, are you right now using AI to help you replace your thinking or to help you enhance it? I would love to develop more of a conversation around this because I think that it is extremely interesting to see how other people are using AI. And I will see you in another episode. Ciao.